Hello everyone, my name is Kleines Filmröhrchen and I'm here to briefly talk to you about the Serenity OS project, a new from scratch Unix-like operating system for desktop computers. So this is what the system looks like. It is intentionally designed after a Windows 95 aesthetic, and that's because we believe that this this kind of user interface is really useful for power users, and it's just very accessible, very usable, but it's actually a modern system. We have written it from scratch since 2018, and the main thing about it is that it's extremely vertically integrated. There is no third-party code. We're not using any external projects, not in source, not in binary form, except for compilers, maybe, if you want to count that. But so we have a very high level of integration from all the libraries. We're not even using the standard library of C++. We have written our own standard library, the various applications and kernel and user land. So that allows some interesting things like actually sharing a lot of code between kernel and user land. It's all written in C++. So the kernel is coming along very nicely. It's a traditional design monolithic kernel. It also is getting more and more cross-platform. It works great on x86, of course. It kind of works on ARM. We have some Raspberry Pis sometimes working, except for frame buffer stuff. And we're also working on RISC-V. There is a fork of someone who already managed to run it on a Vision 5.2, which is pretty nice. So we're working on expanding the architectures here, but we are mainly focused on modern architectures. In terms of applications, we have a whole bunch of applications that are all written specifically for the system, part of the system. We have a whole lot of multimedia viewers and support for many modern formats, especially in the image area, like video and audio is not that great, but we're working on it. There's a bit of support for a few formats there. We have our own IDE, which has syntax highlighting, several language servers, integration with build systems, and so on. We have a bunch of productivity apps, like a Maps viewer, which got added only recently, which I think is really cool. We have an email client that speaks IMAP, and a spreadsheet application where you can write spreadsheet calculations in JavaScript, which is pretty cool. We also have a bunch more creative apps, like a graphics editor, a pixel bitmap font editor, because most of the standard fonts in our system are pixel bitmap, pixel perfect fonts. And we also have a synthesizer program. And there's many, many more. I can't list them all. There are some demos, some games, various other things. But the main big application that I have left out so far is Lady Bird, which is just our browser taken out of the system in a way. So we have a browser, and it's not just a basic HTML browser. It's actually capable of running many parts of the modern web with our completely own engine, just like everything else. And there's actually some real sponsorships and money involved with this now, because people are getting pretty excited about having another alternative modern browser engine that's not Firefox, that's not Chromium. And of course, this runs on Linux. I think the screenshot is even from the Qt front end. There's also a web app kit front end, so for macOS, and also a usually broken Android port. But yeah, if you want to work in that or sponsor work on the Android port, that's something very interesting. So, and also, if you're interested in running other software, because it's basically just a Unix system, many things work out of the box. We have a port system just like the BSDs, and here's some of the more interesting applications that run on the system with some modifications, some more, some less. So yeah, that's basically all I wanted to talk about. If you have any more questions, you can join our Discord server. Also, serenityos.org is our landing page. And we have an assembly here in Hall H where you can come talk to us. We have some demos set up. And yeah, thank you for listening.
Thank you.